In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Ascending on high, he led captivity captive. He gave gifts to men. Today we celebrate what is called in the Missal a vigil, but it is a most unusual sort of vigil. For the Mass today is celebrated in white, and the Gloria is said. This morning, in the office of Matins, we have the Te Deum, and it has never been a day of fasting. The Mass which we celebrate today is not nearly as ancient as some other ceremonies which are known in the Missal as a vigil, particularly the vigils of Easter and Pentecost, which are the oldest ceremonies of all that go by this name. Today's Mass, the Vigil of the Ascension, was added into the Missal in later centuries, although it is still quite old. And intersects, as it were, with another series of ceremonies during these 3 days which lead up to the Feast of the Ascension. These 3 days before the Ascension are known as Rogationtide. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week are the Rogation days. They take up the theme, as it were, of last Sunday, where our Lord invites us to pray for all good things in his name, which he then proceeds to do with the penitential ceremonies which follow in these days. The Mass celebrated at Violet, which is preceded by the procession with the litany of the saints. Today it is possible to celebrate either the Rogation Mass or the Vigil Mass, or in religious houses where it is possible to celebrate both. And although today is not a day of penance, it does hearken to a certain penitential season during the year. We might go so far as to say that today we are reminded that these days of Eastertide, which we have been celebrating, might aptly be named the Advent of the Holy Ghost, or the Advent of Pentecost. Indeed, for the last 4 weeks or so of Eastertide, there has been another theme announced during the liturgy. In addition to the exaltation of the Church in her risen Lord, we are already being told for some weeks now by our Lord, "Yet a little while, and you shall not see me." But he includes with this, again for the last several weeks, a promise, the coming of the Comforter, the Consoler, the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost. This theme reaches a higher pitch starting today. We are told in the epistle, where St. Paul quotes the 67th Psalm, "Christ ascending on high led captivity captive. He gave gifts to men." This mysterious verse of the Psalm can also be read according to the Hebrew, ascending on high, and it is worth noting that in the Psalm itself, it speaks of God, saying, "God ascending on high led captivity captive. He received gifts among men," or even, "He received men as his gifts." St. Paul surely has both senses in mind in what he says here in the Epistle to the Ephesians. For indeed, it is true that Christ descending among the dead led captivity captive. That is, all just men who were captives because of the sin of Adam were now to be led as captives of Christ. They were the prize which Christ was to take for his victory over death on the cross, the only gift which he wished to receive for all of his efforts for our salvation was men, which he now took as gifts and led on high with him. Here, though, St. Paul, as he always does, follows the Greek version of the scriptures, where the interpretation is slightly different. Ascending on high, he led captivity captive. He gave gifts to men. Both senses are profoundly true. For after leading captivity captive, after taking men as his holy captives, as his prize, and leading them to heavenly glory, Christ, although he takes his leave of us now, is to give gifts to men. That is, he is to send to us the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost, with his sevenfold gifts. This is what we begin to beg for most earnestly, starting with Second Vespers of the Ascension tomorrow. Tonight we will celebrate the solemn first Vespers of the feast, but tomorrow the theme will be slightly different, and it will remind us of what I told you today and how this might be called the Advent of Pentecost this time. For amazingly, what we will hear starting tomorrow night at Vespers and every night leading up to Pentecost, a series of O Antiphons, just as we heard in the days leading up to Christmas, starting on December 17th, ending only with the vigil of Christmas. So too, we will start tomorrow night to sing every night an O Antiphon and end before the vigil of Pentecost. You know well enough the O Antiphons before Christmas. Each one is different. Every night we sing to our Lord who is to come, invoking him under a different title. And that is where we get the verses of our hymn, O Come Emmanuel. During the octave of the Ascension, however, every night the antiphon, this O Antiphon, which has the same wording and the same tone of chant as during Advent, O Rex Gloriae, O King of Glory, who has now ascended above the highest heavens, do not leave us as orphans, but send to us the promise of the Father, the Spirit of truth. Alleluia. This then will be our theme throughout the octave of Pentecost until the coming of the Holy Ghost, for which we have prayed now for several weeks during Eastertide, having great faith in our Lord's words that although he leaves us now and will no more be found upon the earth in the flesh until the end of time, present only now until the end of time under the sacramental veils, until he comes in glory as our judge, he sends to us the promise of the Father with his sevenfold gifts. And this will be the theme of the long season called the time after Pentecost, when we shall hear again and again of the workings of grace through the Spirit who is given to us, and the fruits of the Holy Ghost which are to be produced in us if we now live henceforth the Christian life. Christ ascending on high hath led captivity captive and given gifts to men. Amen.